We're talking last time, finishing off, spent a lot of time in different aspects of the Sefer Maspik. Sefer Maspik is an incredible Sefer, a fundamental Sefer. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam was a major Rishon in his own right, but as the son of the Rambam, as the one who devoted his life to explaining his father, defending his father, it resulted in the fact that all people always said that if you want to know what the Rambam held in anything, just see what Rabbi Avraham says. He was considered the authentic channel. As far as we know, he disagreed with him in Pesach Halacha only once. Every other time he continued, and in Yoni Hashgafa, he also quotes his father continually. Now, comes the Bitochen. So, if you take a look at both Rabban Avraham, there's a difference. Rambam writes very much for kids. Rabban Avraham talked, going down to every infinite detail analyzed. The problem we have is he wrote in Arabic, which was the popular language at the time, and Meshach Hazman, most of it got lost. In Bitochen. Okay. What is Bitochen? Chizuk HaEmuna. Hashem Yisrael, who are Bore, Mepharnes, Mechaye, Memes, Machli, Marpe, Mashem, Meroshe. Now, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Yisod HaTorah, Yisod HaChochma, Yisod HaYisodot, Yomer HaChochma, Zlei. Creates Motzi Rishon. What does Motzi Rishon mean? What does Leida mean? Leida means Yodata Yom Hashivos Levecha. Certain things I know peripherally. Certain things I know so deeply it's part of my very being. Leida, the Yediyas Dovas V'Mitzvasase, incorporating that knowledge and making it an integral part of your being, and it's the basis of all action, is a mitzvah. So when he talks about mitzvah bitachon, he's talking about incorporating within you what aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Motzi Rishon means two separate things. Motzi Rishon means he created the world, Yesh Mayayim. Creating the world Yesh Mayayim is not a side emuna. Halacha is Machal Shabbos Fai Hesha Haruka Akam L'chol Dvarov. Why? Tosa says Rashi, because you kofer Tofer and Rashi and Erev and say, because what is the positive? It's an os forever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 7 days. Now, and if you kofer in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 7 days, it is the fundamental belief. When the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos quotes the idea, "B'chal Shabbos v'Hashav Ka'akum L'chol Paro," he says, "What does that mean?" Thank you. HaShabbos Vavuz Kochavim Mazot Kol Achas Meishkul Kenevi Kol Shara Mitzvot. HaShabbos Hi Ha'os Shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beneinu Va'olam Hafika Kol Ovar Shara Mitzvot HaRevachal B'Shisra V'Chal HaShabbos V'Ezer Kol Ovar Avodat Kochavim Mazot Shneim Kol Vichol V'Chol Ben Rivim Hafika. Why? Because he broke the bris. Oath bris hilolim. And the Magid Mishnah point, Kesef Mishnah points out, no, it's the Magid Mishnah. It's not that only that the Rambam disagrees with Rashi and tells us. Not. Rambam's saying, so why is it so important whether Sheish Yom HaSar Shem HaShma Torah calls it Oath bris hilolim. And I've broken the bris. Now, therefore, when he says, what is the mitzvah? Well, he's the borei. Borei. Mefarnes. And he's parnosi. Amachaya, amenus, amachu, marpe, health, wealth, poverty. Then he adds, "Mikre ha'olam ha'kolim ha'protim chosum eila v'hu po'olam." The Rambam says, "He's the ilas ha'ilos. He's the cause of all causes. Anything that happens in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu causes it directly, meritzona. Nivad, only one thing. He gave us perachov just to listen to him. Anything else that happens in this world, absolute control. That's why Hashgach HaPrati, understanding and accepting and internalizing." That's that. Okay, now there are different types of bitachon. He says, "Is the neviim and the people who are close to that level." That means they have; they're the only ones who have the ability and the right to rely on an ace. That is Sosech Hukos HaTeva. Okay. And when he says, Ta'ochel v'yosher v'shonash k'zeh yochli gav, when Ruach HaKodesh, when HaKodesh Baruch Hu tells you he's going to do a nes for you. Now, that is, if you accept the fact that HaKodesh Baruch Hu runs the world completely, and Teva is not subject to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, but he's on top of Teva. Except he runs Teva according to certain rules. You accept that deeply and you put yourself totally in his hands. Then, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you he's going to do a nice, you accept it. But even though it flies in the case of all logic and anything else that you know. But it doesn't mean you can say, I'm still going to rely on this. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Moshe, Avram Avinu came to Mitzrayim. He's afraid they're going to take his wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him promise him he's going to do a nes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to him that he's going to do a nes, expects him to rely on it totally and completely. And it's not easy. Okay, and therefore, the Torah says there should be Torah Benisim, the Torah Rak, it happened, his Chusros HaKodesh, Uve Mitzah Sadokim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. He bit Chasel Yoh, bring him Panososo. Yoh had confidence that he was going to get Panosu through the ravens, the crows, and Isha Amor, but say so. Okay? And all of these, Bekudas Hashem Yisrael, Moshe Namar, Ubidvarcha Osisi Eskol Hadvarim Ho'el. I did it because you told me to do it, and you told me to rely on it. Or Bahagosh Nevuas, by Tiyal Yiftach Ruach Hashem. And therefore, If you're not in a madrega, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can't communicate it to you, so you have no light, even the highest person to rely on this. Okay, now, however, he says, but another has to make sure at the time he's on the right madrega to deserve it. But what about, I'll decide, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, stop a person, well, not madrega, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Kodesh hasn't revealed anything to him, it's absolutely awesome for him to rely on an ace. What does that mean? I'll walk out the window here. So this is how Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to die. So I'll fall down. If Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to die, I'll make sure I can fly away. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world to run according to certain rules. And he may for certain individuals suspend those rules. But it's his decision, and they can only rely on it when he tells them he's going to do it. That is the limitation that's placed here. If I decide I'm going to walk out the window, that's not Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want me to live, just make sure I don't fall. Who am I? It's also on my part to put myself on that madrega. And B, and for that house, I'm going to punish, I'm going to fall. Now, but that doesn't take away from the fact that not the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs everything. No, the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs everything. Problems Klal Yisrael had in Midbar, where they were on a Ruach level on the Vim. Kodesh Baruch Hu communicated to them what he was going to do, and they could not, in the face of what the facts looked just the opposite, they couldn't accept it. And they had to have some degree feel that they're in control. There's another way of looking at the world. The way the world is today. It's all automatic. It's all automatic. Not only people don't believe in Torah, most of the Torah today. If you wonder about doctors. Doctors, yeah. Same as Shabbat. But deep down, some sort of don't believe. But to see this, the doctors are Shliach Hashem. And if it works, it works because of them. It's really, in reality, distant from people's minds. Their prognosis is different from people's minds. So what is it that we're supposed to believe, and how are we supposed to function with that belief? Tochen hamuto al kol shomrei haTorah, who sheyeh natua b'munaso shel adam, uberu oboru belibo, shel ilos hativios, and ploim haregilim asum b'yad hashkoch halukis. All natural causation is within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol zman v'chol matzav, under all times and in all circumstances. V'tzoso yisah v'hochol so ilos b'darkon hativis. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will if it'll go one way or the other way, within Tavo or above Tavo. And he controls everything. The fact that he's the cause of all causes and running everything hands on, not only with intelligence, but with a willful will. And everything is based on Tzar Va'Onir. That's what the Torah is. It doesn't mean you don't do anything. You have to do anything. You're not allowed to rely on a Tavo. You're not allowed to rely on this. And if I decide, okay, I'm not thinking about money anymore. I'm just sitting and davening at first. Well, if you want me to have money, you're just going to send it in. And tomorrow and on Tuesday morning, I'll find out all these bank transfers into my bank. And it's there. It's not Bitachon. Very far from Bitachon. But whether or not I'll be Matzliach and everything I'm doing, and I do normal Hishtabos, that is and it totally in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? It means the person goes to the Parnos, comes into a business deal. The question is very simple. Neves Das, how honest do I have to be? It's a very big problem. Because it also is a very detailed halachas. Of what I'm allowed to do, what I'm not to do in terms of honesty, and the stars and the like. What money I can take, what money I can't take. So if I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for giving me parnasa, I can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order for me to make parnasa, I have to violate your rules. To steam it and be tough. Besides, just being plain awesome. There's a second issue involved. B'tachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Pesuk says, "Al tiftu b'ndivim b'ven adam shen lo tshuva." Chidul lachem adam. Do not rely on human beings relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's another human being you don't rely on too, yourself. The atakan divrei Abba Morisa. I'll tell you what my father said. Pesuk says, "Oru ha'gever she'yichta for adam v'tzom bosis roo, u'min Hashem yotzei mizo." Roo b'nei adam afilu mar kulam haben, but you're not allowed to rely on any human being. What do you mean? My children rely on me all the time. This morning, my wife said, "I need money to buy for Shabbos." She lied to me. That I thought about, I was going to give her money. She's not allowed to rely on me. And if I go into business with someone, I rely on the people who work with me. And this past, we had the beginning of July, so we had payday. On payday, I relied on the woman running my office, that she did a very good job, and she did everything properly. I relied on her. I didn't say, well, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants all my employees to pay, he'll just make sure the money ends up in their bank account. No, I didn't do that. But there was a human being I relied on to tell me, well, this, that, I used to do a lot of things. So, let me out tiff a little bit. Or I'll get a shift up with them. I trust people all the time. If some of the people working for me, I trust that they're going to do their job. I mean, I can't trust, I can't rely on people. You will have clothes, he says. He says, what does the pasuk say? Oru ha'gever shiftach ba'odom v'som bosses ro u'min Hashem yosu lib. To say, I'm only relying on them. I'm only relying on them. That I can't do. Yes, I'm relying on them and relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu to make sure it happens. That I can do. But in back of this entire thing, and it's not just lip service, it's a deep reliance. Okay. Now, what happens? I say, listen, I'm doing all Torah mitzvahs, but I love ice cream. And ice cream full of all its sugars and fats, etc. And I have gigantic amounts of ice cream 3 times a day as well. And I said, listen, there's Chayav Onesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give me Chayav Onesh. I have to work within, eat healthy foods. But if I don't have a choice, I said, listen, I don't have a choice. This is what's available. I have to eat. So then if I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, it's not, I had to eat, I had to do it. So it's not that I said I'm not listening to Chukai HaTeva. I am listening to Chukai HaTeva, but this is the situation. And that's in business. I come to a business deal. And in order for me to succeed in my business deal, I have to do some dishonest talking. So I said, listen, Krishna, I don't have a choice. You do have a choice. You have a choice, but who's going to make sure whether this business deal is successful or not successful? That's Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that you're going to do something also is not going to help you succeed. If you think of this. Is it in the short term? There's long term. You know, I always think of my grandfather. He came to the United States, an 18-year-old boy. He was trained in Romania, where he came from before he left to be a tailor. So he came to the United States, he figured he was going to pronounce as a tailor. 18-year-old boy all by himself, didn't have a penny to his name. Okay, he gets a job, tell him Friday, if you don't come on Saturday, tell him come back Monday. Shabbos is Shabbos. That's the leave. Now, I'm going to say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have a choice. But on the other hand, you can say something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have money. Now, that was the best thing that ever happened to him. Not at the time. For a good few months, he didn't have a team. As a result, he had no choice. He went selling eggs from door to door to finally build himself a very successful business. He made much more money in his business than he would have done had he stayed there as a tailor, working in a factory somewhere. At the time, you don't know it. But if you think a parnasa comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's not going to give him a parnasa, and it's not going to come just by violating what he says, because then I say, I'm in control. He's not in control. Okay. Now, that is how things work. But that is something else. When you do all your hishtadlis, it has to be deeply in, yes, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm working within the system, but by working within the system, it's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu deciding whether I succeed. They shall use to me, man, you have to chaz it over all the time. Lohut means I won't be and maniac going after my goals. And I will not put all my efforts in it. Moshan Ruchazal, and in my basic Vasok Patol. What does this mean? Mamaya Basic Vasok Patol. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. He says, I'll do my hashtabas in a normal way. In a normal way. As Wilson. Shafti Vero Tachas Hashemesh. Shlomo Melzi. Kilo the Kalam Hameroz. The race doesn't go to the fast ones. Vero Giborim Milchoma. And strong ones that win the war. Something always happens. And Kavona Hi. What is Shlomo Melzi? Ki Yesh Zeri Meito Yisalu. The Parolo Shafi Echad Yochumayim. Who's going to win the... if I want to win the race, yeah. It's important for me to win the race. I have to run the race. I can't sit back and say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his race, he's going to pick me up and put me at the finish line right before it's open. But if I'm going to win the race, I know it's the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahuvim l'fon of Yisrael v'masigim es mishaltam v'nachas v'bli toruch v'yidim. And the ones who are beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu get their end goal without making themselves crazy. And Hashem lo yiv nebayis shav ovu bonapo. It means I hire a whole crew of people to build a house. I can't say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have the house for me. But if the house will end up the way I want it, and everything will be successful, it's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Uperusha Lefimash Mousa. Hoy Hanidchokim Asogis Mishalosom Hagashim Zukoma by those people who wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to get to business. And they stay there till 12 o'clock at night. And because of that, when they sit down to have their meals, they seem depressed because they're tired and they don't know whether they're going to succeed. All that works is relevant. Lashov kol shkidaschem im lo yitztarei felevo sad mishamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to help you, it's all irrelevant. Lo hayisem eilo avum olav, and if you those who are beloved by him. So, he wouldn't make you work from 4 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night. And you get a good night's sleep. Emes nochan, Hashem Yisala, Mesapek, La'ahuvim, all of us, called Tzorchein, Lamal, and Mizeb, Lo Yediyah, Vatok. He says, I'm just telling you a very deep thing. He says, to the degree that a person puts himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, and says, I am doing that which is normal. In the schus of the mitzvah bitachon, of putting yourself in his hand, we'll see how he develops it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees me success. Not success without doing the normal work. Okay. And that's the pasuk. Shav lochem shem mashk, puts it into Tehillim. Mashkin may come. May Achre Shevas Ochri Lechon Watsovim can eat tang the Dido Shem. Meshon Yachta Veshko Vishon Kato Shem Lavodo. He says, I sleep very well at night because I've spent the day serving at Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, what does it mean? It's talking about Hashkeda Hayaseira. And he says, it's this insane work effort, that's the only way to achieve money, rather than there's an easy way, doing normal hishtados, but realizing that I have to make myself awful to HaKadosh Baruch. Normal hishtados, also in straightness in business, also doing your job properly. An interesting Rambam, an important Rambam, and the Hilchos Schirus. Yaakov Avinu got very wealthy with Lofen. He had this whole plan, how he was going to get these spotted speckled sheep and goats and everything. He took the sticks, a whole plan. And what happened? He became very wealthy. Yaakov, I'm this great genius, I have it all figured out. And he had a dream. What did it say in the dream? Nah, that's not what happened. All your things, you thought that was a shtaklis. But really what happened, says Kodesh Baruch Hu took all these speckled goats from far away and brought them there in the middle of the night. And all the females got impregnated by them. And it happened just... But Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted you to do a shtaklis and you didn't even notice that this was happening. So why did Kodesh Baruch Hu do this to Yaakov? He says... Kederech Shemun Musar Balabai Shall Yusos Haroni. A Balabai is not allowed to steal wages. Uloyak Venu Kachaoni. Person works from Musar Shall Yugom Lechas Balabais. What does it mean? I'm paying someone 8 hours of work. It could be 8 hours of work. And if he hangs around the coffee room, he hangs around here, Ma'akan, ma'akan, motzikol ayom, b'mehmo, and half the day spent, all day spent, ran around, talking on the cell phone. Chayv ledaktik ala atzma b'zman. If you're being paid for 8 hours, you have to give 8 hours. Sharei hikpida brocha revir shabrikas hamozom, shoye borachos. And chayv la'avo b'kol kol, you have to give your full to the job. Sharei yakov hatzadik oma, ki b'kol kol chiyovar ha'savich. Now, you had a swindler, master swindler, and he's working for this ganav of all ganavim. And in the sly, swindling ganav, there's more than enough reason to say, listen, he's stealing. No. His job is to do his job. And what is it? Ki kol chokhivat, yufit of notas chazos af olamazeh. And in that source, Hashbo was willing to do. And then, what did he do? He worked his head off. And then he made his hishtabas how he's going to get all these speckled sheep. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu without his real mind doing this. But he knew Yaakov is honest. Yaakov is not allowed to deceive or to lie. But it is Yaakov's 20 years of emes working for this ganav. When the man had to attack with Moskort at service morning. Who knows how much, what he did. But then, what happened? In the middle, he doesn't know where it was coming from. But he knows, because Baruch was running wealth. I'm going to get money. In the end, the Yifritz is wrong wealth. He became massively wealthy. But it's only because in the process, he had absolutely talking about the book. Okay, we'll finish after next few weeks.
Das ist nicht.